This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 21st, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The eBase show continues in Geneva, and Cirrus Design has used the show as a platform to announce a new Garmin G1000-based avionics system for the SR22 G3. Called the Cirrus Perspective, the system goes well beyond just retrofitting a G1000 into an SR22. Instead, the partners have done their homework to make Perspective an aircraft-specific avionics platform with a very high level of integration and some very neat new tricks. Seamless integration of Garmin's GFC 700 automatic two-axis autopilot is standard, three-axis optional, and a dedicated LVL button allows one-touch wing leveling for pilots who find themselves over their heads in IMC. Cirrus says the system is already certified by the FAA, and deliveries of Perspective-equipped SR-22 G3s is set to begin next month. Pratt & Whitney Canada announced at eBase that detailed design work and advanced production preparations have started for the all-new PW810 engine, just 3 months after the official launch of its 10,000-pound thrust class PW800 family. The 810 has been selected by Cessna to power its new large cabin Citation Columbus business aircraft. Dan Brightman, VP for PW800 programs, says, quote, "We are working with the objective of significantly reducing assembly and test time for the PW800 as it relates to our current standards," unquote. The Citation Columbus, designed for intercontinental travel with a target range of 4,000 nautical miles at Mach 0.8, carrying 8 passengers, is expected to enter service in 2014. Brazil's Embraer announced Tuesday at eBase that its forthcoming mid-light and mid-size jets have officially been named the Legacy 450 and the Legacy 500 respectively, taking their places in the product lineup alongside the ERJ-based Legacy 600, which is already in operation. Luis Carlos Afonso, Embraer Executive VP for Executive Jets, says the company has signed over 100 letters of interest and will begin receiving customer orders at eBase. Quote, "The Legacy 450 and the Legacy 500 will be revolutionary best-in-class jets, building on the Legacy brand, delivering premium comfort, outstanding performance, and low operating costs," unquote. As ANN reported, Embraer teased the new jets, calling them the MLJ and MSJ, in concept form at NBAA 2007 in Atlanta. The jets were formally unveiled in April. Eclipse Aviation announced on Monday at eBase it has received permission from the U.S. Department of Commerce Bureau of Industry and Security to export the Eclipse 500 jet and its components to Russia. Foreign Affairs and International Trade Canada's Export and Import Controls Bureau has also granted a permit to Pratt & Whitney Canada and Eclipse Aviation to export the PW610F engine to Russia. Eclipse says the milestone is the next step in establishing an assembly facility in Ulyanovsk as part of its earlier agreement with European Technology and Investment Research Center, or ETERC. As ANN reported, in January, the two companies announced their intent to build an international production facility as part of a significant investment by ETERC in Eclipse. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. Sukhoi's SSJ-100 makes its first flight. Airlines are hurting, but industry employment is up. And Herb Kelleher chairs his final meeting at Southwest Airlines. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Believe it or not, today we're celebrating 2,000 AeroCasts. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell will join me for a look back at how we got here with Managing Editor Rob Finfrock, and a look at where we go from here with Aero TV Senior Producer Sarah Curtis. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.